Please do take a seat. And as Jeremy was saying, we're going to be looking at 1 Peter a little later. But right now, I want you guys to have a think about something. I want you to think about, what do you fear? What is it you're afraid of? And so why don't you take 30 seconds to chat to the people sitting next to you or behind you maybe, and ask the question, what do you fear? What is it you're afraid of? And I'll hear back from you in a moment. Well, you all seem to be chatting well, so it sounds like some good ideas have appeared. So I don't know if anyone wants to shout out what you're afraid of. So what was that, Ali?
Spiders.
Is anyone else in here afraid of spiders? Okay. Even Andy. What? Any other fears you want to shout out?
Hell.
Yeah, being afraid of hell is a good thing, Sammy. Jeremy? So afraid that your children, as you bring them up, they're going to get involved with the wrong people and get into bad habits and taken down bad paths. Being ill. Yeah, being ill. Yep. Yeah. Being afraid of being ill. I've got a few on screen. If it's there, we go. I think Ali might have looked at my slide earlier, but I've got spiders up there. Lots of people are afraid of spiders or maybe of snakes or all sorts of creepy animals. I'm not afraid of spiders here, but I think if I was in Australia, I would be afraid of spiders because they're super poisonous. You might be afraid of heights. That's quite a common one. If you were standing up there, I think I would be afraid if I was standing right there. Now you might wonder why I've got bowling on the screen. But I don't know if any of you have heard of FOMO, of fear of missing out. That maybe, you know, you've planned to have a quiet night in, or you just want to stay at home and play with some toys you have, but your friends, they're going bowling. But really, you just want to have a quiet night in and rest. But you're afraid of missing out, so you're like torn. You don't know, what do I want to do? I don't want to miss out the fun. I think lots of people have that, fear of missing out. Then lastly, you might be afraid of being uncool or teased or not people not thinking nicely about you. You might be afraid of what others think about you. So there's some of the thoughts I had, and thank you for your thoughts. I'll be back a little later, and we will have a look at Peter's letter together. And so I'm going to hand back over to Jeremy now. Well, please do take a seat. So we've been looking at Peter's letter, a letter to the Christians in Turkey. And children, you won't know this, but for the last couple of weeks, Peter has been telling us Christians how we should live. And as we look at all these things that Peter says we should do, it's important to remember, like Jeremy was telling us for our last song, important to remember that Peter is speaking to people who are already Christians. So if you just look at the screen for a moment, hearing a list of things to do, you might think, like on the screen, I need to do all these things, tick all these boxes, and only then will Jesus let me in and save me. But no, that is not what Peter is saying. Earlier in the letter, he said this. He's saying that all of you who trust in Jesus already, you have already been saved. And that is what gets you into the kingdom, the cross, his death and resurrection. But now that you are in the kingdom, this is how you should live. This is how the Holy Spirit is going to be changing you day by day. And so we have to remember that as we're in this bit of Peter where he tells us what we should be doing now that we are already in the kingdom. And simply put, he says, do good. Do good. Be a blessing to all. And so the very first bit of that says, you should live together in peace. Try to understand each other, love each other as brothers. Basically, be people that don't fight by taking time to listen to each other and love each other as strongly as you would your family. And then Peter tells us next what that looks like. If you're a reader, it's on the screen behind me. Be kind and humble. Do not do wrong to a person to pay him back for doing wrong to you. Or do not insult someone to pay him back for insulting you. But ask God to bless that person. So did you notice what Peter says twice? He says, don't pay him back. So when someone hurts you, don't hurt them back. When someone insults you, you don't pay them back by insulting them. And so here's an example of paying someone back. If it doesn't work, Mark might need to just click on it so it happens. Just going to give it a click, Mark, and hopefully it will start. If you just move the mouse across to the right-hand side, Mark, onto the projector screen, and then click, and then it should appear. Oh. We did have it working before the service. It is worth the wait. There we go. And so let's just move the mouse onto the screen. There we go. So, and now I've lost where I'm going. So yeah, that was an example where Ellie steals the cushion from Josh. And Josh is sleeping. And so what does Josh do when he's woken up by it? He picks up the cushion and starts just hitting her with the cushions. And just he's angry, so he wants to pay her back for stealing his cushion. He was paying Ellie back by doing wrong. And how often is that our reaction when insulted to insult back? When you hear some gossip, to maybe gossip about that person. When you're hurt, to hurt back. Or maybe your brother or sister steals what you're playing with and you go to steal something of theirs. But I wonder if you remember what Peter said we are to do instead. He said we are to ask God to bless that person. And God uses us to be that blessing. And so watch this video. I'll let Mark let it go. So maybe I give Josh and Ellie a round of applause for being in my very bad film. But instead of paying Ellie back, what does Josh do? He does good. He offers her the other cushions. I mean, can you imagine if families and communities were actually like this all the time? And this is what always happened. Imagine treating your brother or sister this way. Even when they steal a cushion from you, you don't get into a fight. You give them more cushions. Showing them kindness, forgiveness, and love. Not just letting it happen and staying quiet, but going out of your way to do good to them. Now, of course, there are times when it is right to seek justice, to tell someone, to tell your teacher, to call the police, especially if they're harming us or breaking the law or bullying us, then we are to tell someone. But that's not really what Peter has in mind. Here. He's talking about those times when you're at school and someone teases you, maybe because you go to church. You're not to tease them back. Or maybe someone pushes you. And yes, tell the teacher, but also find ways to be kind to them. I don't think that's what you'd want to do normally, but that's what Peter says we should do as Christians. We should find ways to be kind to them. And so maybe someone at work is unkind or gossips about you. And you're not to be unkind and gossip about them or be unkind back. You know, pray for them. Still offer to make them a cup of tea when you go to make your cup of tea. Look for ways to be kind and generous. And so you might be sitting there thinking, well, that all sounds lovely. But why should I do that? I'm nice enough. I'm a nice brother. I'm a nice sister. I'm nice to my friends. Well, Peter gives us two reasons and two things that God has given us. And so I have these helps me out. That might have these packages from Amazon. I don't know if I've got a volunteer that would like to help me open the first one. It's a package that says to Christian from God on there. Oh, James, you can come up. You do want to? I think you can have a good eye, don't you? You can tell us what's in there. And if you're, if you're following along on screen, the ticket, it says, James, you want to go back and sit with, and I'll have the bags and put the box nice and safely back in the box afterwards. So we've got this ticket, a postcard, it says, to eternal life on there. And so, if you're following the passage on screen, Peter says, do this, because you yourselves were called to receive a blessing. See, back at the beginning, Peter says, you are blessed. Christians, you are already blessed. He says that God has saved us by Jesus dying and rising, and he's given us an inheritance, eternal life in God's kingdom that we get to enjoy when Jesus returns. I mean, these are massive blessings. God has been incredibly good to us. And that's why he says we should be good, do good, and be a blessing to all. So next, Peter reminds us of Psalm 34. There was the verse if you were reading along. He reminds us of Psalm 34. And in it is the second reason we should do good. And this psalm, it also says, for the first bit, it says, you should do good and not evil. But it's the very end I want you to think about. And so I'll read that out now. Verse 12. The Lord sees the good people. He listens to their prayers. But listen to this. The Lord is against those who do evil. So let me have another volunteer to open the second passage. I'm Sarana. This is far more neatly done than this. Might be able to reuse this box. Anyway, so you'll find out what's in there, and we'll hold it up and see if anyone can work out. So a judge, what do? They make sure that justice is done. They make sure that criminals get what they deserve. And Psalm 34 says that the Lord will be like a judge at the end. He is against those who do evil. He will make sure that those people and that do evil to you will get what they deserve. And that is why we shouldn't pay back with more evil. We shouldn't hurt someone who hurts us. No, God will sort that out because he is against those who do evil, and he is with those who do good. So because we can trust that God is against evil, we should do good and be a blessing to all. And he will judge all evil, and he will be on our side. And so now we're gonna sing another song. And this song, it reminds us how God is faithful, how he is on our side. And Becky's going to come up here and do the actions for this one. Grown-ups, there's no pressure to join in, but feel free if you want to. We're going to sing Jesus Strong and Kind. So stand with me and let's sing that together as we think about how God is faithful. Thank you, Becky and the band. Please do take a seat. And so far, Peter has told Christians, told us here, to do good and be a blessing to all. And now he says, do good, be a blessing to all, even if you suffer for doing what's right. So it's going to be up on screen behind me if you're reading. He says, if you are always trying to do good, no one can really hurt you. But you may suffer for doing right. Even if that happens, you are blessed. See, now when Peter says you might suffer for doing right, he's not thinking of suffering for just being any old good person, any old good citizen. The suffering we all have, whether we're a Christian or not. He's thinking of the suffering you have because you are following Jesus. It's the suffering of being left out, of maybe being spoken about, made to look foolish, not getting what is legally yours maybe, what you're entitled to, of missing out. And so let's play a little game for a moment. I'm going to say a situation, and if you think this is suffering for being a Christian, I'd like you to put your hands on your head. If you think this is just general suffering that everyone might have, I'm just for living in this broken world, put your hands on your shoulders. So just to start with a nice easy one, how about I fall over and break my leg? Heads, if that is suffering for being a Christian, and shoulders, if that is just suffering that everyone experiences. I think we're all in agreement, it's just suffering that anyone might experience in this world. Well, how about this one then? I obey the teachers at school, as Jesus says, but then get picked on for doing so. So heads if it's suffering for being a Christian, shoulders if it's general suffering for everyone. I think we've got lots of heads there. I think that was another clear one. Yes, you know, that is suffering for being a Christian, because you're being picked on because you're being good. They might be saying you're being a goody two-shoes. Well, here's another one. I get teased because of the colour of my hair. And maybe when I was younger, when my hair was the same colour as my beard, I did get teased for having ginger hair. So is that suffering for being a Christian, or is that general suffering for that everyone might experience? Then yeah, again, everyone on shoulders, that's a nice clear one. That is not suffering because you're a Christian, or maybe because I was a Christian when I was a teenager. It was just suffering for being ginger. Here, the next one, I obey my boss at work, as Jesus says, and even though they don't treat me well. Is that suffering for being a Christian or general suffering? Yeah, I think you got it right. It's suffering for being a Christian. And children, here's one you think about. This might be a trickier one. How about I tell my friend about Jesus during maths class, when I'm supposed to be doing my sums and I get in trouble? Now, is that suffering for being a Christian, or is that just normal suffering? We've got some shoulders. Any takers on heads there? Oh yeah, we've got someone that's undecided over there. One hand on the head, one hand on the shoulder. I mean, it is a good thing to want to tell your friend about Jesus. But I think Jesus might say, maybe there's a better time to do that. He might say, it's good to listen to your teacher and do your sums. But he would say, it's really good that you want to tell someone about Jesus. And so yes, it's probably suffering for just anyone would have because you're not listening in class. So here you go. What about this last one? For the adults, if you're at work, you tell people about Jesus in your coffee break. You're told not to talk about Jesus because it might offend people. And you're worried that if you don't stop, you might lose your job. Is that suffering for being a Christian, or just general suffering being in the world? Isn't it? I think, oh, yep. We've got a good, the children down here, I think, have all got it on their heads. Yeah, suffering for being a Christian. But Peter says here, you know, you think you might lose your job, but Peter says, do good, even if you suffer for doing right. He says, you should still do good. And if doing good means telling people about Jesus in your coffee break, Peter says you should keep doing it. Now, there might be some wisdom involved, you know, if you need to make sure you've got money for food for your family. But again, he gives us a reason. And he quotes a bit of Isaiah. He says, don't be afraid of the things they fear. Do not dread those things, but respect Christ as the Holy Lord in your hearts. And so basically, Peter is saying, Christ is bigger than all those things you might fear. All those things we were talking about earlier, spiders, heights, fear of missing out, fear of being teased. He says that Christ is bigger. He is worth so much more. Now, what kind of things might you fear? Being teased, not getting a promotion, maybe being seen as uncool, or fear of missing out. You know, and Peter says those are small sufferings. They are a small price to pay to get Christ. And so I wonder, children, adults for that matter, I mean, would any of you like this? Here's what it is on screen, yeah? It's a Dairy Milk chocolate bar. I think I get the impression if anyone in here liked chocolate, they would like this. I think most of you would. I'm sure that all of us would love not to get teased, would love to not miss out. Many of us would love to have this chocolate bar. But if I gave you the choice, how many of you would prefer to have this chocolate bar? Or maybe even the one that is on screen and is bigger than both of their heads? That is even bigger than this one. This one's not even bigger than my head. And put your hands up if you want this one. Chris Pollard almost got lumped with this one. Or put your hands up if you'd rather have this one. Or maybe that one. Yeah, Peter is saying that Christ is so much bigger and better. You know, it's a nice thing to not be teased, but having Christ is so much better. I mean, this small bar says it's 33 grams, and this big one says it's 360. This is over 10 times bigger. And having Jesus as your King and Saviour is far more than 10 times better. I mean, if I was in school, I'd probably say it's infinity times better, or infinity plus one even. So pay close attention to Him, not your fears. And so if we are people who keep choosing to follow Jesus, even as we suffer for doing right, Peter says this in verse 15. He says, always be ready to answer everyone who asks you to explain about the hope you have. See, people are going to ask about our hope, so we need to be ready to explain it. Because it's a wonderful hope. You know, when suffering comes, when we don't choose to get rid of it and we are okay with it, when suffering comes and evil's done to us, and people notice how we respond, how we don't pay people back, that we keep following Jesus even when we're suffering. People will notice and they will ask. And we get a wonderful opportunity to point them to Jesus. And he also says, those who speak evil of your good life in Christ will be ashamed. And so people who laugh at you for being a Christian or think you are silly, they will be ashamed when they see how you do good, when they see how you respond to evil. My son is making a point of what it looks like to do evil, and that's not really evil, but be kind to him back. So when they see how you respond to evil, when they see that you don't pay back, when they see that you continue on, they will be ashamed when they stand before Jesus. They'll be ashamed to see the good that you do and see that you were right to stick with him. And so just here's a final example as we finish. Imagine that someone has hit my car. My neighbour has hit my car. There's a dent in it. Maybe the headlight is smashed. Well, the law says that I'm entitled to ask my neighbour to pay for it or to use their insurance to pay for it. Peter, I definitely shouldn't pay them back by using my cricket bat to make a dent in their car. He definitely says don't do that. You see, also I know that my neighbours have been struggling with money. The cost of food and energy has made it hard. And I know they really can't afford that repair. And so maybe I decide to let it go. Yes, it will cost me. And that is a way of suffering that we might choose to suffer. But Jesus is worth so much more than the cost of a dent. So what might happen next? The family might be shocked. They might wonder why. Why would you let that go? Why would you absorb the cost? And I would be able to say, Jesus is my hope. He is more important to me than money. And it might be this family thought I was silly for going to church every Sunday. Maybe think I was silly for giving up a career in engineering to go and work for a church. But in this moment, they see me doing good, even when choosing to suffer. And in that moment, Peter says they would feel ashamed of those thoughts. And so all of us here who are already saved by Jesus, who trust in him, Peter says, do good, be a blessing to all, because you've been blessed. And do that even if it means suffering, because people will ask about Jesus and will be ashamed for the thoughts they have about your faith. So let me finish in a final prayer. Father God, we thank you for your Son, Jesus. We thank you that for all who trust him, he has saved us by his death and resurrection. And so we are free to do good to those that might not do good to us. That we're free to choose Jesus, even if it means suffering. And so we pray that more and more people would know how wonderful our hope is in the Lord Jesus, that they would also become those that follow him and do good and be a blessing to all. Amen.